Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Run for Heroes, the podcast. I'm Swazi, I'll be your hostess with the mostest, and trust me when I say, you are in for a treat, as this episode is packed with nothing but good vibes and a healthy dose of motivation. But before we get into it, why not take part in the Run for Heroes 5K May? Whether that's running, rolling, walking, cycling, or swimming, get involved whilst helping a good cause. Find out more at runforheroes.org.uk. Now onto this week's episode, and I'm excited. I'm excited to be joined by the founders of Run for Heroes, the charity that is on a mission to get as many of us moving as possible. Welcome, Olivia and India. I need to get into the tea. I need to get into the goss about how all of this has taken place. But before we get there, I need to know, how have you been? It's been a crazy couple of months. Let me jump to India first. How have you been over the last few months?
Yeah, it's been really busy for us, but it's actually been quite a nice distraction from everything that's been going on in the world. So Olivia and I have been keeping each other sane-ish. But yeah, it's been good. It's been really good at this end.
Sweet. Olivia, what about yourself? How have you been?
Yeah, good, thanks. Like India said, Run for Heroes has been keeping us very much occupied. So it's been a great distraction from everything else going on. But been loving the journey so far.
I'm so glad there's been something to tick away at. Do you know what I mean? And now it's finally here. I'm very excited. So take us back then. Take us back all the way to the start. Let me jump in with Olivia first. Yeah, how did this all come about?
Yeah, Run for Heroes was born about this time last year when we first went into that lockdown, number one. And I'd got back from, I'd been working in London as a producer, as a freelancer. So my days had been put down to a 2-day week. I had this extra time on my hands and I wanted to do something with it. At the time, like, nobody knew what was going on and I wanted to help the NHS. They weren't taking any volunteers. So I went out on a run on the Friday and it was like pouring with rain in Edinburgh and there were so many people out running. And I was like, if there's all these people out running, why don't we just pay? Why don't we just donate to go on our run or on our daily exercise? And I was like halfway up Arthur C. And I was like, okay, what if we ask them to run 5K? Because that's in the exercise guidelines. And what if they donated £5? I got back, set up an Instagram account, called it Run for Heroes with the help of some friends, kind of brainstorming some names. And then went out on the Saturday, you know, ran 5K with my sister and then nominated like 10, 15 people on my Instagram account just to raise 5K. That was the original target. But I had this like really bad kind of like branding on it. And I was like, if I want people to donate, you know, if we want to make more than just £5 for myself,
you want it to look nice.
It should look nice. And I was like, who is the one person I know would do a really good job of this? And I messaged India, which is, yeah, I think I can't remember the first message. It was like, I've started up this thing called Run for Heroes and ask people to run 5K and donate £5 and nominate 5 others to do the same. I need a logo. Will you help?
Can you brand this up?
Yeah. and then India came on board from like day two.
Yeah, day two.
I wish I came back home from runs with our full-fledged business ready to go. Do you know what I mean? With something branded up, ready to just put on socials. That's so amazing. And for yourselves, how do you know each other? India, how do you know Olivia, vice versa? How did your friendship begin?
So we were friends at school. We go kind of way back. Our parents are friends. But then we reconnected when Olivia came to our school at the end of primary school, I think it was. And then, yeah, we were friends the whole way through school. And we actually lost touch a little bit through uni. We kind of bizarrely kept in touch through Twitter, which is like a platform that neither of us really use. So we kind of knew the ins and outs of kind of what was going on in each other's lives. But this has really brought us back together. When Olivia messaged me about this, we didn't know that a year later we probably... We've definitely spoken every single day for maybe about 8 hours.
There's no way you're losing touch. Yeah,
exactly. So so we go way back, but this has been a really great way for us to reconnect. It's been good.
Yeah, absolutely. And you both kind of touched upon friendship, being reunited, and I think that's a really, really nice subject to be talking about over the last 12 months, right? Because it's been crazy for all of us. And Run for Heroes, I just want to come back to you, Olivia, because there are so many people listening and so many people who will be key workers, so many people work in the NHS. And so for you, when was the moment when you, obviously coming home from the run and thinking, okay, well, it's branded now, I need to go ahead with it. But when was that light bulb moment to say, I think we're onto something. I think, yeah, this has got legs. This is, excuse the pun, is running alongside me. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, when did it all start for you? And when was that light bulb moment?
Yeah, I think I think there's been like quite a few light bulb moments in the whole process. When I set out on that run, I really, like, I put the target as £5,000. Like, that's all that I wanted to raise if I even got that. Mm-hmm. And you know, Indy and I and another school friend called Alice worked so hard to try and keep the momentum going of the campaign, whether that be like through artworks or through pictures or through like Instagram, you know, regramming everybody's pictures. You know, it takes so long, way longer than I ever thought that it would take up our time. But I'm not even joking. This doesn't sound mental. Maybe India thinks it's a different one, but it wasn't until we reached £1 million, which is...
Sorry, can
mad.
You just reload that? Yeah. Can we just get that again?
Literally, like, I was, you know, it seems crazy because I think that it probably should have been the point that it got to, like, I don't even know, £5,000. But it was £1 million. It was like, oh my goodness, take a step back. That means that 200,000 runners have gone out, if I've got my math correct. Is it 200,000?
Don't ask me.
Runners have gone out and done this. And that means that those people are going to go and nominate another 5 people, which is going to keep spreading.
Yeah.
And I think that's when it was like, okay, wow, it's really gone beyond those people that I first nominated, which is because people started taking part in, you know, like Sydney to Tokyo.
It went global. Toronto. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was all these people, you know, tagging us in the pictures and starting to raise money. Like Cairo Runners started to raise money for food banks over there, and people were taking the challenge and getting it to raise money for causes close to their heart. And
yeah,
that was, yeah, those moments that were just like, okay, this is really expanded. This has actually gone on to go and help so many different causes throughout the world. And yeah, that's such a cool thing to be involved with and see firsthand.
And I know that so many creatives will be locked in. Do you know what I mean? We all have that moment when you think, I could do this idea, but is it going to bang? Do you know what I mean? Is it going to do anything? Is it going to go anywhere? And here you both are like, yeah, can you do it, please? Can you make that idea happen? Because here we are going global. Here we are doing things in loads of different countries. And it sometimes just starts small, doesn't it? It starts small and then it grows and then you don't know where it's going to end up. And I love the metaphors. I think this series is going to have so many metaphors of challenge and running through and persevering and enduring. And yes, we celebrate the wins, but I think sometimes it's sweeter to celebrate a win after you know what the challenge has been. And so for you guys, not even come to the pod yet, let park that for 2 seconds, but what has been your biggest challenge in lockdown through the pandemic? And then we'll come to the pod and just, yeah, kind of sync those two together. But for you, India, what has been some of the challenges over the last 12 months or so?
That's a really good question. I feel like this last 12 months has been a bit crazy because I feel like the speed at which we were going with Run for Heroes, I was also working full time. And I feel like I got really excited about the fact that I didn't have a commute. And I thought that my days were completely endless. Mm. And because I'd previously been commuting 3 hours a day. And I think that, like, that all of a sudden having loads and loads of time and then trying to do so much. I feel like I've done everything in my life this year. Yeah. And then I think as soon as things started to reopen, I feel like I got really tired all of a sudden. And then I remember called I've napped a few times. I never nap. And Olivia's like, where's India gone? I'm like, I'm napping. It's all got too much because I've been running for the last year. But yeah, I I think it's just kind of getting used to that new world and the new pace of life. But I've also kind of enjoyed that new pace of life and realizing how much I can do when time isn't a thing anymore. Yeah. We can go to bed whenever we want.
Right. I can nap. I can nap whenever I want. And wake up and do the same stuff I was doing anyway. No, I really resonate with that. I look back and I think, why was I living my life at 100 miles per hour? Who asked me? Who asked me to go at such a pace? Yeah. And so to slow down, I really hope that those things stay with me. Do you know what I mean? And I keep into discipline, you know, just not going so quick at life and taking breaks, taking rests. What about for yourself, Olivia? Any challenges over the last couple of months?
Yeah, there's been so many ups and downs. You know, I think everybody has been struggling within like not being able to see their friends and, you know, living. I've moved city, for example. I was in London. I've come back home to Edinburgh and loads of change. You know, I went from working a full-time producer that, again, like what you guys were saying, you know, I was going abroad with work, like going away all the time, and then suddenly all that was taken away and the TV industry stopped for like a good 6 months. Luckily I had Run Fears though, so I just put all my energy and I put everything into it, which was a total savior. Do you know what I mean? If I hadn't had Run Fears or India working every day, I actually don't know what I would be doing now. Mm. And I think that, so yeah, I guess the thing that I've probably struggled most with has been the change, but also the change has been the thing that's been able to get me through. So I guess it's been a bit of like, you know, to-ing and fro-ing between it. And then from going again, from like working, having like a boss to be able to say, you need to do this, this and this, to then suddenly like, I'm the only person that's going to be able to make my day what it is. Like if I don't set up things that I need to get done for the day, or if Indy and I weren't doing these pitches to get sponsorship for our current event, working every day to do it, then it wouldn't have got done. Yeah. You've got nobody to tell you that you need to do
those
things.
Talk. Yeah.
You're the only person that's going to be able to set up your day, and I think that's been like definitely something that's like I'm trying to learn to do. But yeah, there's been benefits and drawbacks of each part.
And they both weave into one another, isn't it? You can't have one without the other side as well, which is really, I think so many of us have recognised, oh, Ra, if I don't get out of bed, no one is getting me out of bed.
Well, exactly. And that's it. It's like, goes back to that thing, you know, you're not having to run to go and get like 8 a.m. tube in the morning because you can, and I think it's like that deciding of, well, I can get up an extra an hour and a half and I can try and do something, like motivate yourself to be able to do something for you, because you could literally wake up at 5 to 9 and be at your desk if you wanted.
Be at your desk for 9.
Which for some people would be great. You know, I actually want to do that more. But yeah, I think the past year has been challenging so many different ways. For so many of us.
The other thing that's been quite funny actually is, and Olivia and I have said this so many times, is that even though we've been on this journey together for a full year, talking to each other every single day, obsessing about Run for Heroes for a full year, we've actually, because of the past year, we've not been able to celebrate in person. And then now we can't decide at what point it like warrants a celebration. Like we were like, oh, was it when we hit 5K? Was it when we hit 1 million? We still couldn't see each other. And now I feel like we're like, well, will we ever do it? Will we bother? Or will we just have more like, just more Zoom calls? Yeah. And that's like an everyday celebration with like, we send a lot of voice notes, just like, you're amazing. You're amazing. And I feel like it's just like a big constant celebration. But that's been a funny one for the past year.
Yeah. The podcast started long ago on the voice notes. My voice notes have got longer and longer in lockdown. They're now like 12 minute episodes. I'm like, so you need to get your life together. So...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
But what I wanted to flip the question around was around community and how you guys have really helped one another. You've kept one another sane. That's been amazing. So many people will recognize, actually, if I didn't have a friend to speak to, if I didn't have a lunchtime Zoom, just to stop and sit back and just be able to, you know, download my head at times. And so for the challenges that you guys have faced, producing the pod or putting it all together, when has community been your solution? When has community been the way that you have overcome barriers or been able to push through and endure? I know that, Olivia, you said, okay, I didn't do the branding. India, that's your bag. Do you know what I mean? Come through with the branding. And that's been a way to resolve something through community. And so for many of us, we're thinking, oh, I've needed friends and family and people to come alongside me and voice note me, well done, keep going. So any of those moments, any of those, you know, magical moments along the way where it's been community, it's been people to keep pushing you through. Olivia, let me come to you first.
Yeah, I think obviously at Run For Heroes, after the success of the first campaign, India and I sat down in August and were like, right, okay, so we've tapped into something. What is it? What's the bare bones of what, how we just managed to raise £7 million? And it was like, well, obviously it's NHS and it was COVID, and there's, you know, there were so many people that wanted to do more to help. That's community. Mm-hmm. But also it was about, we asked everybody to do something really, really small, which was as a donate a small amount, £5, be able to do something for themselves. So whether that be run, walk, cycle, 5 kilometers. And what happens when you have loads of, like, you know, millions of individuals doing something quite small instead of one person having to run a marathon, collectively as a community, it raises, yeah, it can have so much collective kind of positive good. Yeah. And that kind of was then where we realized that actually Run For Heroes, at the very heart of everything we do, is community, because all it means that we need to get communities from all across the UK and the world, right, globally, to come together predominantly on social media, which use social media as a, you know, tool for good use, and they can come together at times they're uncertain, or come together when you know, as human beings should do, and do something good for charity or for, yeah, somebody or for themselves. Mm-hmm. And ultimately that's kind of at the heart of the Run For Heroes goal in life, is, yeah, to kind of create positive change through communities of individuals.
Yeah. And doesn't that echo the last 12 months? Doesn't it just echo everyone playing their part? Do you know what I mean? The way that people have been picking up medicine or doing a food shop for someone, it really is those small, small things that make a massive difference to whoever's on the receiving end of that help. And so, yeah, when you stretch it out like that, it makes you feel empowered. It makes you think like, yeah, I need to play my part, because I don't know, I don't know which way I'm helping, but it all contributes to the bigger and wider help that, yeah, for the NHS, for the key workers, for your neighbours, it all comes together. And before I ask you my last question, let me ask India, what's the response been like? Because you've had so many people engage or run or just message you on the socials. So yeah, what has the response been like?
The thing that's been really fun, actually, is that obviously during the campaign, we were getting so much engagement and people were responding so well to it that Instagram broke. Like, we couldn't even interact with it. It was like,
we broke the internet.
But I think the thing that's been really encouraging about it is that people have continued to interact with us beyond that, even when we weren't really posting anything, when we didn't know how long that campaign was going to last. After that £5,000 target, we were just upping the targets, but we didn't really have an end goal. But over the past year, people are still getting in touch with us and sharing their stories. And there's some crazy inspiring people out there. And that's kind of kept us going. And people are still interacting with us this whole time. And now that we've been discussing our new campaign that we've been working on and seeing the response to that and everyone getting excited and people... We've not even launched it yet and we've already had so many donations because, I guess, back to that community thing again, people feel part of something and they remember what it felt like to all come together last year. Yeah. And now they're like, yeah, we love this. Let's do it again.
You've had such a good response from so many people online and offline. But what's the response been like from brands and charities as well?
When Indy and I sat down and kind of came up with the 5K May concept, we knew that we kind of needed to get some big sponsors behind it to help us kind of get this campaign out as far and wide as possible. So we partnered up with Just Giving, who are our main fundraising partner, and they are doing, you know, all of the back end of making sure that the donations will be taken on their platform and we'll be able to see how much has been already raised. We've also partnered people like HelloFresh, Zipcar, who will also be kind of pushing it as far and wide as possible. We've also partnered with some key charities this year, people like Macmillan, Choose Love, British Heart Foundation. But on top of that, it'll be all charities that are getting involved in 5K May. And we've seen some amazing response so far. So hopefully it will continue to build throughout May.
And if you're listening and you want to get involved and you head up a cheeky brand or a cheeky charity, how do they get involved? How can they collab with you guys?
Yeah, just go onto our website and send us an email. We're always like super keen to hear about kind of different brands that want to get involved and other charities that might have any questions.
And that's what I mean with you two. I literally blink and you've got another campaign running. So tell us all about 5K May. Olivia, what is going down? Not very long ago.
So yeah, 5K May launched at the start of May. Similar to last year, it asks you to participate in a 5K of your choice, whether you walk, run, cycle, roll, and donate £5 this time to any charity across the UK that you'd like to, and then nominate five others to do the same. When you've donated your £5, you'll unlock kind of a great goodie bag, which is full of rewards from amazing brand partners that we've managed to get on board this year. So hoping to see kind of lots more people again come together and run or participate for a cause that's close to their heart and it means something to them. And you know, you can really adapt the challenge to however best suits them. They could walk 1K over 5 days, for example, or they can go and smash out their quickest 5K if they so wish. But yeah, it's all about kind of getting out and feeling good while you're doing it, and all whilst giving back to charity.
Amazing. There's something for everyone and that's why I love it. Amazing, amazing. Thank you so much for your time, guys. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap. I'm Swazi and thanks for listening to Run for Heroes, the podcast. Make sure you do all that good stuff. Rate, review, subscribe or follow and we'll be back next week, same time, same place. Plus, don't forget to get involved with 5K May and share your experience on socials. Make sure you tag us at run.4.heroes. Till next time, I'll see you soon. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.